Breakfast. Hayley Steinfeld on Algo FM, Anderson Park and Coast with Taylor Swift and Shake It Off. You with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. Good morning. Some information coming through. This is what we've been dealing with the last 3 days.
There's a fire that's just started in the 3rd Avenue dip. It's literally just kicked off now. It's not very big. Just be careful when you drive through 3rd Avenue dip. If there's any emergency services that are listening, I don't have the fire brigade's number on my phone, but if they could send someone soon before it gets out of control into the residential area there.
Thank you, David. Well, David, I mean, look at that. We are on... This is what we do.
Yeah.
The man can answer the question right now. Chief.
Good morning.
But Chief Warren Prince in studio this morning to answer those questions directly. He thought he was here to chat about traffic, but we've just added fire onto the plate.
Yeah, no, Lee, unfortunately, my designation has changed also in the meantime, so it covers fire also. Yes, David, for your part, I'm in the studio, so I've already sent the message to my fire guys. Mm-hmm. So we will attend to it. So thank you for that information that we've received.
What a way to start putting out a lot of fires this morning.
Yeah, no, quite a few.
Warren, just to confirm, so you were Chief Traffic Officer Warren Prince for the Nelson Mandela Metropolitan Municipality. What is the title now?
From October, I took up the title of Acting Executive Director for Safety and Security, which will include traffic, metro police, fire, disaster management, and security.
So we
services.
Can still chat traffic.
100%.
Awesome.
Yeah, we can. All right. Well, now we're talking about fires. Before we go into the traffic parts and what you got planned for the festive season coming up, in terms of the fires, we had fires on Monday in the Bay West area. Is that under control now?
It's under control, Wayne.
Okay.
We still have some small areas where it's remember the fire is going underground into the route. So yes, we're damping down and we monitor that area very closely.
Okay. And then obviously yesterday we saw some horror images coming through of the Beachview, Seaview area. And I know the executive mayor and perhaps you even were there until midnight last night just making sure that everything was okay. Have we managed to contain the fires in that area?
It's under control at the States. Our biggest concern yesterday was the informal settlement that was that is there in Beachview. Luckily, the fire is controlled in that area, and we didn't evacuate everybody. There's only a few old people that we evacuated, but givers also looked after them, and with our disaster management team that was on the scene.
All right. Is it true that I heard that the gift of the givers are going to come and assist with regards to a chopper with fire?
Yes.
Is that true?
100%. Look, with vegetation fires, veld and forest fires, our people can't reach certain areas due to the thickness of the vegetation. So your only method of combating those fires is from aerial support. So we're going to get a helicopter and a spotter. Also in. The spotter is basically more to look and to check where fires is still standing up due to the wind, and then for the aerial support to go in.
Chief, transport month it is as well. Some information on that, and also what plans are in place for the festive season. I'm sure a lot of motorists will be heading out on holidays. Can they still come and check their motor cars, for example? Is that service still available?
Yes, we're going to...
Roadworthiness of the vehicles,
yes, we're going to open it for a week. Like I said, last year also, and the previous year, people is not taking up the opportunity or the offer that we're putting out there. It's free.
Yeah.
We're not going to take your car off the road. We're not going to give you a fine. We just want to identify certain aspects of your vehicle to...
And to inform to keep you informed.
100%. That is basically what we want to do.
All right, we got some questions coming through. And I was actually going to ask this question. We all were going to ask the question because it's load shedding every day. Causes havoc in the traffic. This is from Marlene.
Chief Prince, please can you ensure that the traffic officers on Main Road Warmer in the mornings, particularly the area between Fig Tree and the DF Malaba High School, vehicles are traveling on the wrong side of the road, overtaking on the wrong side of the road, overtaking traffic. There's going to be a serious accident, and we need traffic officers on that road.
It does feel like when you drive in that area that you got to look left and right a few times.
Look, Wayne, that is part of my route of traveling also. So, yes, We do have problems in that area. Currently at this stage, with load shedding, with intersections that is not operational in terms of our traffic lights, our officers is actually stretched out in this metro to assure that we can cover certain intersections. So at certain stages, if load shedding schedule is not 100% correct, we fell short in terms of prioritizing certain intersections. But we do have a contingency plan in terms of load shedding, where we go and which intersections we need to cover. What I can say is the schools is closing officially, I think on Friday. Yeah. Then yeah, our traffic wardens will also be more active in terms of assisting during this festive season time, during load shedding and intersections that is out.
Just to go back to transport month, I mean, I know you've got a couple of figures and so on. Can you throw them at us? Was it a success? What do you ascertain based on those figures?
Lee, one, it's difficult to say a success if you sit with about 81 drunken drivers that was caught in transport month alone. We had about 11 other arrests that took place. Our accidents that we luckily, we had about, I think, 7 fatalities in the metro.
So luckily, you say, because compared to...
to the previous years, yes. So, hence, that is the benchmark for us going into the festive season and make sure that we clamp down on those aspects. We also going to launch what we call a mobile alcohol evidentiary breathalyzer test. So, it's a mobile vehicle that's going to be out there on the roadside. We're going to test you. We're going to lock you up. We're going to take you to the police station.
Yeah, because you cannot drink and drive.
Might just take another family's life away.
Exactly.
Completely.
100%. Yeah. And it's have a social impact on others.
Yeah. We are heading towards the first proper holiday
since
COVID, with no lockdown measures in place. And we want to make sure that it's a safe one. So we've run out of time, but thank you for joining us this morning. And good luck with the festive season.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Amelia.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.